A few weeks later, however, he told Vogue and the others, "I talked to Chevalier, and Chevalier talked to Oppenheimer, and Oppenheimer said he didn't want to have anything to do with this." Eltington seemed disappointed, but Vogue was pretty sure that this was the end of his little scheme. This story, which Vogue related to Martin Sherwin in 1983, is buttressed by what he told the FBI in the late 1940s. After the war, Vogue almost lost his job because of his association with Eltington. When the FBI said they could clear his name if he agreed to act as an informant, Vogue refused. But the FBI did persuade him to sign a statement about Eltington, which read in part, "George and Dolly Eltington are admittedly suspicious characters. They had lived in the Soviet Union and were openly sympathetic to the regime. George made apparently open efforts to aid the Russians during World War II. Describing his conversations with Eltington in the Red Herring Ride Club, Vogue wrote, "We were never able to convince George of the evils of communism, and he never converted any of us to his views." Years later, when Eltington's name surfaced in the 1954 Oppenheimer hearings, Vogue thought the government had it all wrong about Eltington. If he'd really been a genuine spy, he wouldn't have talked that openly at all. He would have pretended to be a much different type of person.